This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show.
I'm too old.
So they're going to be pouring some wine for everybody as we get into the members-only segment, because here, after hours, we enjoy a nice fine drink as we talk about really fucked up shit. We have a story from Vice News, of all outlets. Idaho wants to make gender-affirming care for trans teens punishable by life in prison. A new bill would also make it a felony to help a transgender teen leave the state to get gender-affirming care. Isn't it interesting how they phrase this? Lydia's quickly running over to try and be able to push the buttons. No, whatever. I don't know. We're chilling. So, here, pull up the article real quick, just so people can see it. Idaho wants to make gender affirming care for trans teens punishable by life in prison.
Gender affirming.
But what does that mean? They say
sounds good.
They overwhelmingly passed a bill Tuesday that would make it a felony, punishable up to life in prison, to provide teens with healthcare. You see, that's. The headline makes it seem like it's going to put the kid in prison.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Let's rephrase that headline. What is it? Their website's all broken. Idaho wants to make it so that if you mutilate a child, you can go to life in prison. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't it change context a little bit?
Well, isn't it? This whole thing is euphemistic, isn't it? Everything we say about the transgender, the fact that it's called affirming what? Affirming that you are born in the wrong body? Like, what is the affirmation? It's, I don't know if your audience.
We have some glass cups over there, don't we?
We do, but there's a bug in one of them.
I don't know if your audience know, but, there are girls as young as 12 having their breasts cut off. There are doctors willing to give 8-year-old girls testosterone in this country.
There's clearly nothing wrong with it. I mean, obviously, if an 8-year-old girl says she wants triple D breast implants, the doctor should give her the breast implants. If she feels, you know, something's wrong with her body, just, you know, right? Right? What's the argument? What's the difference? Tell me what's the difference between giving a girl breast implants and...
Well, there isn't. Or saying that if a child knows their body well enough to know that they are born in the wrong body, why can't that child choose to have sex with Nigel down the road who's 56?
Well, that's of course the point.
Right. They're pedophiles.
It's a means to usher children into the world of adult sexuality.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's insidious. You think that that's intentional? That there's like a pedophilic?
That's the best use of the word insidious, though, I've ever heard, to be honest. Which is like the slow incrementation of something.
You think
dark,
it's like an intentional thing that they've been trying to?
Yes, I do. And I also think that it's a means for people who are adults who are transgender to justify their own desires.
Well, kids use this collateral as like a shield, aren't they? So if you're an autogynephile and you are a man and you present as a woman, if you can say that it's not a fetish because actually there's an 11-year-old girl who also thinks she's born in the wrong body, then you can stop that conversation right there and it becomes an act of bravery and you're stunning and wonderfully courageous for attempting to transition. Mm-hmm. It's just too weird. Like, you've got 11-year-olds telling people that they're bisexual or a lesbian or gay or, I mean, heterosexual is something that nobody wants to be anymore.
But they don't even know what that means.
Absolutely. Of course they don't.
I wonder, you know, I was telling you this story before we did the main show. My mom opened a cafe on the north side of Chicago, North Halsted on Boys Town. And I remember, you know, she didn't want me going outside during Pride because I was like 11 years old. And it's because people are doing sexual acts during Pride. I mean, you've got people in the floats who are nude. You've got people walking around just buck naked. And then you have people doing, I don't want to say they're not overtly having sex with each other in the streets, but they're doing sexual things. And to me, just understanding what they were doing, I was like, you know, I'm asking these questions as a kid. How come they're saying it's about who you love, but then when I go outside, it's all just sex everywhere? Mm-hmm. It's like, because it is. So I wonder if the issue is there are, for a lot of people, it's fetishism and sex. And for, like, this is an issue for specifically for, I think this applies to both gay and trans. There are gay people who love, like a man who loves a man, and they love each other, and they get married, and they want to hold hands, cuddle, and live together, and they're also sexually attracted to each other. And then there are some people that want, who are sexual deviants, who want to make, you know, walk around naked and do things like that. I don't see those as, I don't see why we should include those as the same thing, but that's what we do. So the issue with trans also is you have people who are unwell and predators, and then you have some people who have, you know, dysmorphia or dysphoria and they need help and assistance, and they're otherwise really good people. Mm. The problem is you have people who, like, we shouldn't be putting these in the same category.
Well, there are organizations that are like, get the T out, right? Mm-hmm. That are right. Saying like lesbian, gay, bisexual is one thing.
Right.
And then all this other stuff are these add-ons that don't have anything to do with it, right? Because sexual orientation is who you're attracted to. Mm. Sexual, like, gender identity, they want to tell you that it has nothing to do with sex. But then, as Kelly's saying, like, autogynephilia is a sexual fetish.
What is that?
Well, yeah, what is that?
It's being aroused by yourself as a woman.
Mm. And is that what these trans people are?
That's what most people, what we used to call transvestites. Oh. It's just the arousal of yourself. So your sexual kind of turn on is being a woman.
But I think there's that, but you also need to consider when they have 11-year-old boys do drag shows. Like, the problem is you have a bunch of different groups masquerading under LGBT when you have child predators who are having an 11-year-old boy dance on stage.
Well, and they keep adding letters, right? Yeah. Like, there's more and more letters, and there have been arguments to add a P for, you know, pedophilia.
That was
and to add a K for kink, like... But, all of this is in there.
Initially, the LGBTP thing was considered to be bullshit. Like,
yeah,
the trolls
right.
trying to trick the left. And
but now you have organizations like Prostasia advocating for acceptance of pedophiles, saying that just because you're a pedophile doesn't mean you're going to act on it, and therefore we should, like, facilitate your acceptance in society with your, like, weird kinky desires and help you deal with it.
Well,
and meanwhile, it's like, you're a fucking pedo. Like, back up.
But they sorry all get that together, your
kink sucks, you know? Like, deal with that. Everybody's got a vice, and, like, yours is not okay.
What?
Yeah, they need to identify themselves as, like, a non-contact
right.
pedophiles.
It's the MAP, the like
minor attracted person. Well, so here's, you know, where I keep going back to is, like, we're talking about a lot of different kinds of people with a lot of different either fetishes or you know, mental illnesses, I suppose. The funny thing is, on YouTube, you can't call trans people mentally ill, even though it is listed under, was it the DSM-5, I think
it's called? The DSM-5, yeah.
It is a mental illness. And even... you've got half the trans people saying don't call it a mental illness, and the other half saying it needs to be so you can get medication for it.
The other issue, too, is I feel like a lot of this doesn't have to do with the individuals themselves, but the legal status, right, and the erasure of women in law and policy, which, of course, you deal with all the time.
Like, just,
that's a huge issue.
And it's just, you know, as a man and a male supremacist, it is the greatest thing ever to see. Finally. You know, the path towards eliminating feminists was just having men be women.
Yeah,
just have men
problem
be women.
Solved.
Yeah, it's
but
crazy.
We have Amy Schneider, who's the winningest woman in Jeopardy history, who just actually proves that men are smarter than women.
Yep.
We have Laya. Really, she goes by Laya.
I thought it was Laya.
Laya. So we have Laya Thomas, the male swimmer, who proves that, like, men are just better at swimming.
And, of course, you know, Isaac Koenig, who is female right. but got top surgery and presents and identifies as right. a man, but is the one man allowed to compete against women outside right. of their own
and
ideology.
And proves also that if you cut your boobs off, you're going to have less water resistance.
Yep. So I was wondering. I think this is a disadvantage.
Really? Because Koenig beat Thomas in a race,
but then
Thomas's teammates said that Thomas and Henning colluded.
Right, because so actually, I was wondering if when I was talking about this, people said, "Oh, but you know, Henning didn't take testosterone, so that's why he's still competing against women." I'm like, so which is it? Is it biology or is it social construct for women's division? But many, I said, testosterone or not, Hennig got their breasts removed. That's physical alteration through surgery. Can I get my legs extended so I can swim better? Because you can
in
do that
fact,
too.
In fact, there is a surgery that you can get your legs extended.
I'm going to bring it up. But it turns out, I right into this, women are actually better endurance swimmers because they have breasts. So the extra fatty tissue allows their chest to remain, it alleviates some of the strain on their muscles, which is why Laya Thomas actually performs much worse in long distance swimming relative to women, but in sprint swimming does way better.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Because he is like half the length of the pool.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, he's a big man.
He's huge.
He was like in the 400s when he was a male swimmer.
Yeah.
But we'll put it this way. Let's say you have like 100 units of energy and it takes like 10 units of energy to do one lap. For women, because of breasts, it takes 9 units of energy because that alleviates, it creates buoyancy. So it's easier to stay afloat in the pool. But because of a smaller frame, smaller arms and legs and less muscle mass, they're not as fast. If you were to put a man and a woman and make them like swim the English Channel, for instance, the woman would be more likely to make it across than the man. The man would go way faster in a race. The woman would last longer in an endurance swim.
The issue, though, is that we have let ourselves get. Yeah. I mean, the issue is that we have let ourselves get bogged down in all of this stuff. Like, who wins the race? What does that mean? You know, who's taking which drugs? What does that mean? Who's in which bathroom? What does that mean? None of that matters. Like, women deserve to be protected under the law. Mm. And they're not. Mothers deserve to be able to call themselves mothers. And that's being denied by Congress. Right? Like, all of this stuff, like, none of the added conversation has anything to do with the truth, which is men and women are different. Women are a protected class under the law. Those protections are being removed. And women are being sacrificed on the altar of male ego, as so, always.
The deviation, I think, goes in one direction. The trans activist and left will become the transhumanists in the metaverse.
Yes.
And people like us are less likely to be that.
When I started writing about transhumanism in Quillette in 2018, I was slammed by a bunch of people who said that I was equating trans people with like weird robot future people was basically the argument. And I was like, well, it is part of transhumanism. And just because you don't see that because, you know, you want to be non-binary or whatever, doesn't mean that you're not part of a transhumanist movement that you just are not recognizing.
There's something interesting in the trans stuff. When I was talking to, it comes up all the time, but with Jack Dorsey, it was a really great example of the fractured worldviews. I don't know if you saw when I was on.
I did.
So when I told Jack Dorsey, conservatives have the inverted view of misgendering to liberals. So when you say we don't allow misgendering to a conservative, that's calling someone who's male by female pronouns. Mm-hmm. To a progressive, it's calling someone who identifies as female with male pronouns if they're male. And so you've chosen one side of that argument. There's a clear deviation here, but it's not just the issue of transgender. It's an issue of trans everything.
Mm-hmm.
There is a group of people that is very much into the idea of your body is not you. You can be whatever you want. You can change whatever you want. Your body is irrelevant. Like, there's a weird overlap between people who believe you can be healthy at every size. Morbidly obese people are healthy.
That is a weird thing.
And also pro-trans. Like, your body doesn't matter, mm-hmm. and it can be anything, and everyone should be happy with it.
It's so weird. It's just really, really abusive. I think the minute you tell a child that, yes, they are born in the wrong body, I think you actually commit an act of abuse against mm-hmm. that child. But I think I agree with Libby. Like, I don't care. I'm sure we all agree, actually. I don't care what an adult chooses to do to their body. I don't care how they want to be seen. I don't care. Well, within reason, I don't want to see some bloke in a tiny skirt showing his arse. with huge stilettos in a petrol station. But, but, that aside, I just don't care what these people are doing. I just don't want them in our spaces. I don't want my government or my police at the, point of a gun, to tell me that I have to endorse this ideology, because I just don't. So I've been interviewed twice by police under caution in the UK.
I don't want to be a dick, but I think you guys are going to lose.
Nah.
So the issue is, as I was talking about at the end of the show with, racial segregation in, California, they have women in computer programs, and some guy sued. And he said a program for women in computers, it's only for like for a computer program, it's only for women, is a violation of Title IX. It's a violation of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, Title IX. And the court said, no, it isn't, because there is a men's computer program. We can have men's only and women's only so long as they are, they can be separated so long as they're equal. And the woke left's response is just like racial segregation. And they said, no. And they said, what's the difference? So the interesting thing is, back during racial segregation, the argument was, well, black people are different. They're taller, or they're stronger, or whatever, which was now we're hearing repeated by the left once again, but this time for gender in the bathroom. I think from a legal perspective, if we are going to uphold racial desegregation, the same Supreme Court statutes are going to apply because of the activists.
But race and gender have, I mean, race and sex, though, are not even remotely similar. And the continued.
They basically were back then, though, is the issue. That's the point I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. Which is a mistake. Like, and when you, and I think that's a mistake. And when you look at, the way that these things are being structured and using race as an example, it's just another thing that is classified as a difference, but it's not actually even remotely the same.
Gender is so unique.
Well, it's
sexuality.
Sex.
Well, so the issue
it's
that
just
was
straight sex.
The issue right? that was brought
like
up,
it's bodies.
I think it was Delano Squires, maybe, who talked about this. He said, take a person who has dark pigmentation and you don't know exactly where they come from or what race, you know, what ethnicity, what ethnic background they are. You might think this person is black and they could be from one of any different country. The people of Somalia have different body mass and different height. The people of Kenya. So, you know, as to why racism and racial segregation is wrong, because you can't tell if someone's Kenyan or Somalian just by looking at them for the most part. And so if you were like, we're concerned about people who are taller or stronger, well, then the issue is you're dealing with, okay, what about, you know, this country, the average height is 5.5 feet. You're going to say this person's black too and ban that person. So you just can't have that. You just got to be like, the racial segregation doesn't make sense. Everybody's different all over the world and they look different. Mm-hmm. Gender, however, is universal.
Yes, exactly.
Every single culture has the same differences between men and women.
It's sex that's universal.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, you know, in our world, sex and gender were interchangeable, but you know, whatever.
Now they're not.
But the issue is, even in a society where the men are only 5.5 feet tall on average, say you're in like Thailand or something, and the women are 5 feet on average, there is still the sexual dimorphism. Mm-hmm. Go to Scandinavia and the men are 6'5", the women are 6 feet.
Plus, all across the world, women are the ones who carry the children. Every person on earth was born from a woman's body.
You know why we're not going to lose? We're not going to lose because I think men, actually decent men, are not going to allow women to lose. I don't necessarily think women are going to win this war on our own, but I think enough men will wake up who care about women who won't let this happen.
It tends to be that, though, you know? It's you know, it takes strong men to stand up to weak men to stop the bullshit.
Yeah. And we're not seeing that many. I'm actually pretty impressed with the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, who brought this opinion saying that medically gender transitioning a child is child abuse and needs to be investigated. Yeah. I'm impressed with Ron DeSantis, who's doing the same thing. Governor Abbott of Texas jumped on board with Paxton's opinion after a little while. Well, he waited to see which way the wind was blowing a little bit.
I have a question. Why just the fucking genitals? Why aren't they lopping off little girls' feet?
Yeah, well, it's a very good question.
What if a little girl is like, I want to be a chicken? It's like, okay, let's surgically graft chicken feet to her legs.
I've been wondering about that as well, because when my son was little, he wanted to be a robot for a while.
Surgically graft cyborg parts.
I did not affirm. In fact, you know what I did? I said, okay, and we just let it go. I waited watchfully until he desisted from wanting to be a robot.
So you didn't panic?
I did not panic.
Did you sleep?
But I did. I slept fine. But you know what's interesting is, so you know, I have a son. I'm his mom. I'm about average height. He's going to be really tall. It turns out, I'm pretty sure, unless he stops growing now, he's going to be really tall. And like we used to play wrestle and stuff, and now we don't. And he was like, "Mom, why don't we do that anymore?" And I was like, "Come over here, kid. Come over here." And I put my arm next to his, and I was like, "What do you notice about these arms?" And he was like, "They're the same size."
Yeah.
And I was like, "That's correct. They are the same size. How old are you? And how old am I?" And we went through the whole thing, and he was like, "Oh, I'm already stronger than you." And I was like, "Yeah. And why am I carrying this laundry?
Old
like,
lady,
what's going on?"
Old lady Libby was like, "I can't.
Logic and the reason,
right?
You're
but
too
like,
strong for me."
So I do make him carry groceries now, finally.
Good for his muscles.
Right?
Yeah. And now you tricked him. You tricked him.
I did. But
remember,
like,
remember I showed you how you were
men
stronger?
And women are different. Right. Men and women are just different. And I use this example as why I say, you know, you can't hit girls ever. Not ever.
I had a
disagree. Like, oh, no, I disagree with that.
Well, that's
fine. What if he gets hit?
Well, if he gets hit by a girl?
Yeah.
We have not gotten there yet, and the answer is to leave. Mm. To leave where you are. And to not hit the girl. The girl is going to call the police.
What if she has a bat? And she's about to swing him. Swing at him.
I'm not entirely sure. Every situation is different, you know? But generally, it's a bad idea to hit a girl.
No, I my attitude is, you know.
And he's going to get arrested for that.
Yes.
Yep.
That's abuse.
Yep.
Yeah.
But my, I would say just, you know, always reasonably defend yourself.
Yeah.
It's not your responsibility if someone is bigger or smaller than you. If you have to run, you run. Any fight you avoid is a fight you've won.
Yeah.
But if a man or a woman or anybody is coming at you and threatening you and you have to fight, you better fight.
This is why he has my brother in his life who's a Krav Maga instructor.
Perfect. Yeah.
Help him out with all that.
Yep. But it's true. Yeah.
I'm over here being the pacifist and my brother's like, nah, carry this knife.
There's a viral video somebody made where the guy is screaming at his girlfriend and like grabbing her and being rough. And then people run up and grab him and tell him to fuck off. And then they invert it where the girl is slapping the guy and shoving him and everyone laughs at him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
well, that's awful. But my 13-year-old, so he's my youngest. I've got four children. My 13-year-old is sort of like this already. And like, he's really strong.
Oh,
like if I wanted to push him with all of my might, I don't think he'd move.
You know what you need for your kids, for everybody's kids, is to watch Chicken City.
Watch Chicken City.
Yeah, because you roosters and chickens are like a slightly more extreme version of sexual dimorphism.
Yeah.
Roosters will sacrifice themselves,
yes,
dying to save the hens.
Really?
Yep. So if like all the chickens are out in a field and like a fox is coming by, the rooster will charge the fox fully knowing it will die and yell out a call for the hens to run and hide and get to safety.
Aww. That's very sweet.
Yeah. But that
they
is sweet.
Take what they want.
The roosters just, but they take what they want.
Oh, so there's a trade.
Yeah.
I will die for you, but I will also take your body whenever I feel like
it. Brutal.
That's pretty wild. Yeah.
That's why I said it's like a more extreme, like the rooster will literally just run to his death. He also, periodically throughout the day, chases the women down and jumps on their back and then bites their necks.
Aww.
That's wild.
So romantic.
Yeah, it's all televised.
So romantic.
That poor woman, man. She just lays there, too. The
well,
chicken.
Check this out. Check this out. So,
why? You don't think she likes
it's cause it? It's because she's thinking, you're going to die for me.
Like, even after he stops, she just lays there. Like she's, I don't care if she's traumatized or just enjoying
basking in. No, they stand up and then fruffle their feathers.
And then the other chicken will come over and take a turn. The other rooster.
No, that's, so here's what happens.
Really happened to him. I saw it.
Wait, there's like
you watched too much. Ian,
Ian's wrong.
Two roosters, one chicken.
Ian, enough.
Jeez.
Well, here's what happens.
Slander.
Chickens.
Tim really wants this to be a wholesome.
Chickens take. No, I know.
A wholesome chicken orgy.
No, Ian's just wrong, and I'm going to explain to you what really happens.
Yeah.
So right now we have eight hens and two roosters in this one coop. Roberto and Roberto Jr. Roberto Jr. is the son of Roberto. Because Roberto Jr. was a juvenile, when he was introduced to Roberto, they get along just fine. Roberto Jr. grows up knowing who's in charge. If you take two adult roosters who don't know each other and put them in the same space, the dominant rooster will kill the other rooster if it's a confined space. If you put them out in the open, the rooster just runs away. Typically, the roosters won't kill each other. They'll just flee. So what's happening now is out of the eight hens, six are claimed by Roberto. Even his own daughters, this is normal in chicken society.
Yeah, of course.
So he's impregnating his own daughters. Roberto Jr.
So it's like Lot. This is biblical. This is a biblical
Roberto Jr. Yes. Roberto doesn't care for
no
the two.
Impregnation, right? It's all external?
No, he puts it in their bodies and they hold
it. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
Isn't it a screw? Isn't like the chicken cock
they don't
a screw
have a cock?
Cock?
There's no cock.
What is it?
Cloaca. It's a hole. The roosters and the chickens both have holes and they press their holes together and then the male pushes through his hole into her hole.
Okay.
So anyway, Roberto Jr. has the two golden.
Who has the screw? Is it the cats?
None of them.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, ducks. Yeah. So Roberto Jr., the son, he is assigned to two older adopted hens that Roberto doesn't want. Well, one day Roberto chased Vanessa, who's Bard Plymouth Rock, same age as Roberto, and this was legit rape. Like, when Roberto walks up to his hens, they'll clean his beard for him, his waddle. They'll like peck him and they're being affectionate. He'll walk up to him and they'll present. He'll jump on their backs. It's not chicken rape. Roberto chased Vanessa
it's
down.
It's consensual.
It is. The two golden hens will walk up to Roberto Jr. and they'll groom his, people are laughing saying, oh, he's cleaning his beard. I'm like, yes, they're affectionate to him. Roberto Jr. chased Vanessa down. It might have been Dorothy, actually. Chased Dorothy down, and she was running and screaming. And then he jumped on her back, and Roberto heard that this other rooster, his son, was raping, and he ran over and screamed, and Roberto jumped off and ran away. And then Roberto walked over to Dorothy while she was there and then jumped on and gave her a run. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Roberto Jr. ran around the corner and then drop-kicked Roberto off of her back.
Wow.
But anyway, the point is,
this is all
if
crazy.
If you actually yeah, watch, hold on. If you actually watch, I'm serious about having kids watch this stuff. If you actually watch how a rooster behaves, the girls are all eating and he just stands there looking around, making sure there's no predators. So he will actually wait to eat sometimes.
So
I'll throw food in and he'll run up to it and then look at it and then look up and just stare around and make sure the girls get to eat while he waits.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Is this some sort of lesson for how we should live? Is that why you want kids to watch?
No, I'm saying like kids understanding the masculine and feminine roles exist outside of humans.
Oh, yeah.
So Jordan Peterson has the lobsters, we have the chickens.
This does sound more wholesome than the Blue's Clues Pride Parade.
Oh, my God.
That had the beaver with like the double breast removal scars.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is that? Yep. Oh, they're all jumping. What is that? Why? Why is everybody determined?
Why is everyone like so determined
to indoctrinate kids?
Yeah. It is so weird and disturbing and gross.
Hold on. I would like to teach children about life and nature and reality.
Yeah.
And these people would as well, but they have what I view as an amoral predatory worldview.
I don't think the two things are comparable. Teaching children the reality of things that will enable them to have fulfilling lives is very different to teaching them that it's perfectly normal to cut your breasts off or to pretend to be born in the wrong body.
Bunch of your arm off and fashion it into a fake cock and stitch it onto yourself.
And all of these things don't work. So I sort of think a lot of the girls, they have no idea how amazing their bodies are, right? Mm. Because we do have a better time than you. Mine will be so frequent, but it is better to be female. And so not to get to the bit where you work out that the body that you don't like very much as a teenager is actually a pretty remarkable thing that gives you loads of joy. It's just weird that we're then allowing them to just sever all ties with pleasure.
I disagree when you say women are better. I think that's what a lot of these trans women think. They hear like, oh, women have it better, and they're like, oh, wow.
You mean just better orgasms?
Yeah, but not with a penis.
Well, no, look, like, I watch skateboarding videos,
right,
and I see that women cannot perform the same as men. And I'm like, man, that would suck. Like, I like being able to have all this muscle and jump super high. Male center of gravity being carried higher means we can clear higher obstacles.
Yeah.
Because when we jump, our center of gravity is already higher. Women, so there's a question that gets asked not so often, but it comes up. Why is it that men in skateboarding can ollie higher than women, which is basically jump function?
Yeah.
It's because women's center of gravity is lower. So they have to, when they jump and then bend their legs, their center of gravity is lower to the ground and they can only bend their legs so much. They clear less height. Plus they have less fast twitch muscles, less muscle mass. Men, center of gravity being higher means a man could do a light hop and pull his legs all the way up and clear an extra foot or two than a woman. I think that's fantastic. I much prefer that. The reality is men and women have different bodies and there's good things and bad things. And I think you need to learn how to appreciate what you have and utilize it.
What I mean by that, and I was being facetious, but what I mean is that before they've ever had a fulfilling sexual relationship, mm-hmm, and they've already severed any relationship with joy with their bodies because they've ruined their bodies to a point where they can't experience a decent sexual relationship.
Have you seen Jazz Jennings?
Yeah.
That is so sad.
How is that entertaining?
It's something. So Jazz has become morbidly obese.
Yes.
Depressed.
Yep.
Has no
dick.
Has no genitals at all.
Has no sexual capability.
No. It's not that there's no dick. It's that
the hole didn't work either, right? Like the gaping wound.
He had a few cockers first as well, didn't he? So he didn't even have a...
Yes. Wait, he didn't have enough cock to do anything with.
Right.
Isn't that true of Susie Green's child also?
Yeah.
The puberty blockers prevented the genitals from forming through puberty. And so Jazz didn't have any material to actually do sexual reassignment.
But also never fancied anyone. Also never doesn't have any sexual feelings at all. So becomes asexual, right?
I don't know if that's true, actually. Initially, Jazz said that they were attracted to men.
Yeah, but you don't have sexual function.
Right. And then after Jazz turned like 16, said that they were pansexual. Which makes me wonder if what really happened was Jazz started having sexual attraction to girls.
Jesus.
And then said, maybe I'm not into guys, maybe I am into girls, because they realized they were manipulated by their parents and actually a straight man.
That poor person.
I saw the Jazz Jennings thing way before I knew anything about this stuff. And I saw him as a really little boy, really wanting, I think he had a ponytail, really wanting a pink costume,
right?
And the Munchausen's by proxy monster of a mother was already filming him and putting him on social media.
Yeah, there was another person, Avery Jackson, I believe,
and she beat him for being effeminate as a little boy.
Well, and Avery Jackson was ushered into being trans when he was 4 years old, and like pushed into the whole thing, put on puberty blockers, never developed testes. And so doctors were saying that there shouldn't be any issue in cutting off Avery Jackson's dick because he never, it never developed properly, that's which so was gross. After they, you know, medicated him. And also I think that a lot of this gender affirmation stuff that's being pushed by doctors, parents don't realize that it will sterilize their children.
Yeah.
That they are killing their grandchildren by doing this, preventing their children from ever becoming natural parents, preventing their children from ever having an orgasm, which I think, you know, is something that really needs to be recognized. When you are gender transitioning your child, you are ushering them into a life of no sexual satisfaction whatsoever. That's not okay.
But don't you think, I think about the US from an outside point of view, that they've been outsourcing parenting for a really long time.
Yes, it's a very big problem. We've been destroying our families.
All of it.
Yeah, and the entire mental health industry needs to be completely combusted.
Like, life is sometimes quite hard. You're not supposed to be perfectly happy as a teenager.
Right.
It is quite shit, right?
Yep.
You know, the way we all feel about our bodies, the way we feel about the opposite sex or the same sex, whoever you're attracted to, everything is a big pile of crap when you're a teenager. And I was a pretty successful teenager, and I was quite happy, and I absolutely loved my developing body. But this idea that you can't have hardships or that you need some pills or you need some therapy is ridiculous.
Yes.
Like the super chatting lady said, when she was growing up in the mid-80s for her, it was in the mid-90s for me. I was very much a tomboy too, and I'm grateful every day that my parents weren't off the handle leftists who were like, okay, well, you're a boy because you like to wear blue shoes. Your favorite color is blue. You're, you know, 5'11" when you're 13 years old. Obviously something's wrong with you. So we're just going to turn you into a boy.
I remember when I was little and when I was in like first grade or kindergarten, and my mom was just telling people who I had a crush on.
Oh, that is so cunty. I'm sorry.
But that's a common thing that, you know, like, oh, I see him the way he looks. And I'm just like, I'm a little boy who had no idea what the fuck she was talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
I remember my mom did that to, I have two brothers. My mom did that to my brother, and he was in middle school and he went into school and everybody knew who he had a crush on. And when he tracked the gossip back, it was to his own mother who had told her friend because she thought it was cute. And it was like, and he never told her anything ever again.
Yep.
And every time she brought this up to me, she'd be like, oh, he won't tell me. And I was like, Mom,
why not?
Of course he won't.
But I didn't actually have a crush on this girl.
You didn't? Your mom just said it?
My mom was just like saying like, yeah, Tim likes this girl. And I was a little kid like, okay.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah, but everybody did it. It's not like going out of your way to crush it. I've not done it to my kids, but
I would never do that.
Yeah.
My point is more so
that,
like,
I also have this example of my mother, so.
my point more so is that, like, as a little kid, it wasn't until I was in, I think, seventh grade that I actually started getting the butterflies when, like, there was, like, a certain girl in my class, and then I would, like, see her, and then all of a sudden I would be like, I had this, whoa,
weird
like,
feeling, yeah.
Yeah, like, it, like, just felt weird. I'd look over and I'd be like, what the, that's so weird. Like, it's just different from other people, and then you wanted to be around her and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't until I was like going through puberty that I started, like, obviously kids before that age don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No.
So you end up with people like Jazz.
I was programmed to like girls in elementary school. I don't know, didn't know why I did. I had girlfriends and I would chase them around and hold their hands, like, only because TV, it was like I was told boys like girls. So I was just fitting the norms. So these kids that are like, boys get transgender surgery. If I heard that growing up, then I'd be like, well, that's what's normal. Okay.
And then so, once
yeah,
you go through.
Yeah, that's an issue, is that we've normalized all of this stuff.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Once you go through puberty and you're like, wow, that wasn't true. That's why we're seeing all this resistance. I'll tell you something. There was a website called detransition.me. Did you ever see it?
No, but I'm familiar with a number of detransitioners.
It was a horror novel. It was taken down eventually. I think originally it was like a Reddit. And then it got deleted from Reddit.
The Reddit got deleted, yeah.
And yeah.
But these stories were of what nightmares are made of. You know what these stories were mostly of? There was men and women saying things like, I was depressed. I felt like I didn't fit. I felt dissociated from my body. And I had people telling me that maybe I was trans.
Yeah.
And so what happens is one person was like, so I followed through this line from the doctors and what they were telling me. And one day I was at the hospital on the bed about to get sexual reassignment surgery. And I had friends and family who were there, and I said, this feels wrong. I don't want to do this. And they said, no, you're so brave. You can do it. You're so brave. And they said, I don't think I should do this. I don't want to do it. And they said, you're almost done. It's going to be great. You're going to be so happy. And then they said, now they can't. They said it was the biggest mistake of their lives. They've crippled themselves. They have a gaping wound between their legs. They can't run anymore. They're in constant pain. Whenever they take their pants off to go to the bathroom, it smells like sewage and rotting flesh. They said they have to jam a piece of metal into their bodies, otherwise the wound will close. I think they said, like, they ultimately gave up and wish they could, they ultimately decided just to detransition and do away with it. but they still are bedridden. They said that like for 6 months, they were lying in bed all day, unable to move from the pain. There were multiple stories of people saying, when I questioned it, I was told by everyone how brave I was and to just do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was watching a detransition awareness day, basically symposium on Zoom or whatever it was on Saturday that was hosted by Genspect, you know, these guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that happened to a lot of people. Yep. They were told when they started to say, maybe this isn't a great idea, their therapist said, you know, just do it more. There was one woman, Carol, who was talking about how she was essentially a butch lesbian who came to believe that she was supposed to be trans. And now she's a butch lesbian and she's like, cool, I'm a butch, like, good, right? Like, what's, like, butch lesbians are awesome. You know, there's no reason not to be one. Anyways, so she was talking about how she had been on testosterone for a long time and she had, like, vaginal atrophy, which can happen, which is incredibly painful. Buck Angel, I think, talks about this as well, and uterine atrophy, and talks about how painful and horrible it is.
You basically don't release. Right. So after you really tense up, you don't release. So it's the height of absolute
like cramp.
Pulling together. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So Carol went into Planned Parenthood to say, I'm having this problem. And Planned Parenthood gave her information on where she could go to get a phalloplasty.
What's that?
It's a fake.
They rip your skin off a part of your body and then create, like, imagine this. Imagine your arm.
Your arm.
And they take a big strip of your skin.
But not even Tim's arm. Look at my arm, right? Look at this smaller arm.
The reason they take your arm, it's less hairy.
Yeah.
The reason they take your forearm is it's not as hairy as your anywhere else.
Did they make it look like a dick on you?
It looks like a, it looks like a sausage.
Yeah.
It literally looks like a sausage.
And you can get a pump. So there's a girl that had, phalloplasty, and she had 31 corrective surgeries.
Oh,
one of the complications was urinating from her anus.
Jesus.
Oh, yep. My God.
Yep.
And your body parts where they take the flesh from can become crippled.
Is this all
and
cosmetic?
Phalloplasty
is all
it's
cosmetic?
All cosmetic.
Well, it's not, I mean, the mighty penis is a wonderful, sensitive thing. You can't make that.
No, I don't think so.
You know?
No, it doesn't.
You can grow one quite well, I understand, if you're born male.
Yeah.
But you can't make it. You can't make a finger for
here
God's sake, you know?
See
if
the leg?
Yeah, if we can't make a hand, why do we think
the leg
we can
right
make
there?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
That's a female transition to male.
It's and a horrible article.
She's
her waist. I mean, she's, like, that's a female.
But she's not, she doesn't, I don't think she identifies as a man. She says she has a vagina and a penis.
So confused.
So what?
Oh, she have you seen some of those surgeries?
I've read about it.
Very
great with her life.
She's also she was also famous because when she was presenting a female, she hired a guy to rape her.
That's
and
right.
And then documented it.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's not traumatized or troubled at all.
No, yeah, not even a little.
She's perfectly healthy.
Very healthy.
And this is
amazing.
So in this article, she talks about how when she got her surgery, she sat down and started singing to her penis. She said, you know, heartfelt, sang to the penis, baby mine, la, na, na, na.
But this is a great story, right? This is a wow, isn't this wonderful? That's how this whole thing is sold, which is insane.
I don't know a single guy that like was like, wow, I have a penis. I'm going to sing songs to it. That to me sounds like somebody who has some kind of mental issue and obsession.
With men thinking about, oh, if I, like, your penis is not a thing. It's part of you. You are it. It is you. Same with boobs. I imagine for a girl, you're like, oh, if I had these, they're not these things. It's you.
Part of you.
Yeah.
Well, put it this way. How often do you sing to your nose?
Every day.
My nose is me. Like, I don't sing. I'm not singing to myself.
How often
I'm just singing.
Do you like grab your leg and start going like, my leg?
Never.
You love you so.
It's the same thing for any junk. Just think about your junk and think about how you treat it. The average person is not like constantly obsessed with their junk. Like women.
Well,
have you seen the Pamela Anderson thing?
No.
Maybe obsessed isn't the right word.
No, absolutely not.
Like, this person and Tommy Lee Jones. Have you seen that?
But I've never seen the video.
What
the sex
video?
Not the video.
The sex movie?
I'm so sorry to interrupt. The program. Is it Netflix?
I don't.
So it's Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Right? And it's this sort of biopic documentary program. It's massive. And he literally, the character talks to his own penis. And the penis talks.
Okay, well, that's a TV show.
Oh, no, I know. I'm not saying it's real.
But here's the funny thing. That's the butt of the joke. The joke is the character is singing to his penis.
Oh, because it's totally weird and not normal.
Pam and Tommy, I'd never heard of this before.
And this is a person who says they want their vagina, but they also wanted a penis. It's not that they're a man. It's that they just wanted a penis. This is like...
It's like the ultimate Freudian
thing. I wanted a penis, so I got married.
Yeah. That's what relationships are all about.
I get that one every day.
You get the best of both worlds.
Look, I don't care what these people want to do. That's fine. Like, this story, I really... It's whatever, right? It's the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to children and start...
Well, and the other issue is that it's an industry, right? So it's an industry and it's self-perpetuating. It's not just... the medical industry with doctors and drugs that are used off-label. I mean, these are not drugs that are FDA approved for use in children for these purposes, but they're being used anyway. So it's not just the medical industry. It's also the mental health industry, and it's also the educational industry, because when you are studying to be a teacher and you go to graduate school at Bank Street or Teachers College or anywhere else, all of this is part of your DEI curriculum. All of this is part of what you learn, and then you start implementing it in your class. It's in the publishing industry. It's throughout entertainment. It's an industry that perpetuates itself because it's making a fuck ton of money.
So we do have to wrap up. We're about going too late, but one last question. How long do you think it'll be until a male gets a uterus implant and is impregnated and then delivers via C-section?
Well, I think it will be as soon as humanly possible. Hmm. And I don't think it is humanly possible. I think we're so far away from... You can put a uterus in someone and you can maybe support that uterus as an outside organ. And I'm sure we're quite close to that. But a male body actually being able to generate the right sort of nutrients
that's interesting.
Works... To actually get, like, in the third trimester of a baby's life, through the bones of their mother, they bond through smells and tastes and everything. Those sorts of things are really difficult to replicate, but.
That'll be interesting, because I think, you know.
But the NHS is studying it anyway right now.
Well, they just need to.
Calm down.
Human male pelvis can't birth a child. No, it's impossible.
And no, but doesn't
then
expand.
Nor did I.
Yeah.
Well, it's just too small.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to wrap it up, but it's been a blast. Kelly, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks so much.
Libby, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks.
And for everybody who's a member, thanks for making these dangerous conversations possible. We'd be banned from YouTube in 2 seconds for a show like this, but you guys helped make it possible. So thanks for being members. We'll see you all next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.